It's taking the race car pit crew model and applying it to mental health support. A project at the University of Victoria has successfully reduced wait times for students. It brings together a team made up of a family doctor and a psychiatrist for faster assessment. Marilyn Thorpe is a psychiatrist and the project leader for Team Pit at UVic, and she joins us now on the line. Hello there.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for your time. Now, first off, how common is it for university students to face a mental health crisis or learn that they're facing a mental health crisis?
In the 2016 study of UVic, and it was compared across Canada, 64% of students feel overwhelming anxiety within the year. 44% of students feel so depressed it's difficult to function. 34% of students report anxiety that interferes with their academic performance, and 22% report depression that interferes with their academic performance.
Now, before this program, how were they able to access support to deal with this, as you say, overwhelming anxiety in many cases?
So before the program started, students would come to the university health unit, and they would see a family doctor. The family doctor would treat them, and if there was difficulty with the treatment, they would be referred to one of the psychiatrists who worked at the other end of our little building, and the student would wait until they got in for that problem to be sorted out. So when we started, students were waiting an average of 43 days, up to 272 days. So if you were in big trouble, it probably meant you would lose at least your term.
How did you come up with that pit crew idea, this different approach? Tell me about that.
We were looking at how we could change psychiatry to make it more useful to the student population, and we were in the process of looking to apply for a grant. So we got together with the family doctors and asked, what they thought needed to be changed. So their biggest complaint was this huge long wait. Mm-hmm. They had a couple other complaints that we've addressed and will release later when we have some good data. And 100% of the family doctors and staff were dissatisfied. So we had a great baseline to start with at 100% dissatisfaction. It can only get better. It was an overwhelming problem because about 125 students a week come to the center with mental health difficulties. So it's a huge number of students. So one of my friends suggested that I watch this TED Talk by Atul Gawande called How Do We Heal Medicine? It's a 2012. And in that one of the things he talked about was that in modern medicine, there are so many specialists and so many tests, and patients end up going from one to one to one. And what we should be doing instead is we should descend as a group with our tests, all meet the patient in one spot and look after someone, which is especially be useful in the elderly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, what happens if I go to the family doctor's end? So we got together with the family doctors and went through the 40 patients on the waiting list with this idea and decided that 36 of the 40 could try it with them. We also looked at the consults we were doing, and the psychiatrist felt that 80% didn't need a full psychiatric consultation. It had been a problem that could have been more directly dealt with and asking about the details of your childhood and your parents' childhood. So we started it out then, allotted times, booked the patient, and the psychiatrist would go to the family doctor's end in the first, so there's 30-minute spots. In the first 5 minutes, the family doctor tells the psychiatrist about the case, about the family history, about the present circumstances, and what the issue is and the problem they're having, which could be the meds I'm using aren't working, what else could I try, problem like that. then there'd be 20 minutes where the patient joins and the three people, the psychiatrist asks more specific questions. They discuss what's going on and look at things in depth and make suggestions. And then in the last 5 minutes, the psychiatrist goes to do the documenting on the chart, and the family doctor stays with the patient, writes a prescription, or discusses what the plan is, if it's going to be some kind of talk therapy plan.
So it's more of like a leapfrogging system, so that
yes.
So there's no time wasted for the professional.
That's right. And the way our electronic medical system works, the psychiatrists have to type up a consult, which is 3 pages long. So typing 4 lines saves a whole lot of wasted time, improves everyone's morale, and the patients get seen much faster. So we've reduced the wait times now. So we're going from 43 days as an average. Now it takes 11 days to get a PIT appointment and 23 days to get a consultation if that's we decide that's what we need.
So down to a savings of 10 days then?
A savings of 30 days from the original 43 down to 11. So you're seen in 11 days, and then if it turned out you needed a consult, you'd wait another 10 days after that for the consult.
I see.
So
okay.
Still half the time.
I see. Okay. So half the time, cutting it from 43 days. Because as you're saying, some students don't necessarily need to see a psychiatrist.
That's right. Well, they don't need to discuss every detail of their distant past, for sure.
How unique is this model? I mean, as you say, it's cut it in half.
As far as we know, it's entirely unique. And it's one of the reasons why we're looking forward to publishing it. The potential to take this into the community, family doctor's offices, and see their patients quickly would cut down the waiting list for consults in the city, would cut down the number of people in the emergency department. It would get people back to work much faster. One of the things we've discovered is that students aren't losing their semester, because we get to them faster and we can get the paperwork done to pull them out of a course faster if they're not going to pass, so that they're not going home defeated and then trying to get back into university having not even been there for their exams.
Do you think that this model could be applied to other facets of our healthcare system beyond the campus system?
It could for sure be applied in psychiatry in the family doctor's offices. I know that in Vancouver, they're doing a very similar approach with their knee surgeries, where they come into a central clinic and are assessed so that people aren't on a waiting list forever for a surgeon. They get whatever treatment they need much faster, and it kind of triaged by a surgeon. I think we could probably save a lot of waiting lists. One of the things but this was totally unexpected, but one of the things the family doctors have told us is that they've learned a lot about interviewing, about getting particular aspects of how a patient copes, bringing that to the surface to work with, so that their learning and their capacity has increased, as has their confidence, so that we'll get patients from the community who, quote, need to see a psychiatrist in our system. They have to see a family doctor first. And our family doctor can often say, well, I would do this and this and this, and they know what they would have done. So our family doctors, we started out with an excellent group, and they're top-notch.
Marilyn Thorpe, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for sharing this program with me.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Marilyn Thorpe, a psychiatrist and project leader for Team Pitt at the University of Victoria.